Hey, Hats Dads and Hats Daughters and Sons. This is John Biedermach, and welcome to the Hats Chat Podcast. I'm here today with Mark McKenzie, Charles Triplett, and Audrey Barlow. Thanks for joining us today. And we're going to talk about the Wilderness First Aid Campout. We do this because we want you to be able to listen to something in your car on the way up to the meeting. And the way this is designed is we're going to have a conversation, and then I'm going to break into the conversation with some questions. And it's designed to spur a little bit of discussions. Charles, we'll start with you. What should campers expect coming to this campout?
Yeah, that's a good question. What we've found in doing Wilderness First Aid is that a lot of the participants, both dads and kids, have had some kind of first aid or CPR training before they come to this, through scouts or through work or lifeguarding. And so they come in and they actually might think, oh boy, this isn't going to be very exciting. And then they find that it is. And the feedback that we get is that this is always the best first aid course they've ever been to. They tell us that time and time again. And I really think that's because of the quality of our instructors. You know, our instructors, like you are, you and Audrey are RNs and paramedics. We've got doctors, you know, trauma docs and ICU nurses, and you've got the real world experience, and you've got the real live stories of you know, patients you've worked with, as well as stuff that's happened on campouts to talk about. And the participants tell us that those stories are what really makes it memorable, and it helps them remember all this, you know, fire hose of information that we're throwing at them.
And, so, you know, Charles, I think it's a great point. One of the things, and maybe talk about this for just a second, but, you know, you're a Red Cross instructor as well. I know that your daughter has taught Red Cross classes. You know, one of the things we do is we kind of hatsify this, if you will, if that's a word, hatsify. You know, we kind of take the curriculum and bend it towards hats specifically. Give me a little comparison between what you've seen in the regular Red Cross training and what you've seen in the hats training.
Yeah, I can tell you a big difference is that in regular hats, regular Red Cross instruction materials and courses, there's this assumption that really all you need to do is call 911 and make the patient comfortable, because you're only going to be handling this patient for about 5 minutes. And then ambulance is going to show up. You can hand them off. So you're really not going to do much. That is the assumption. In wilderness first aid, and you know, Red Cross defines wilderness as an hour from higher medical care, and that really does apply to a lot of, maybe not an hour, but in a lot of our campouts, it's not 5 minutes before we get care. And so hatsifying our course, you know, our people have to be ready to take care of the patient for half an hour to an hour in most of the situations. And that's very different than a standard Red Cross course.
Yeah, especially on the backpack or on the canoe trip, it's gonna be a minute before you can get somebody in there.
Yeah, it's gonna be longer than an hour for sure.
Yeah. Mark, thanks for joining. So you are a physician. I know we don't like to out physicians a lot of times, because the physicians like to, you know, just kind of slink into the background. Although you've never been one to kind of slink into the background, as long as I've known you. But obviously you went to 4 years of medical school, and untold years of fellowship and residency after that. This course is only a weekend. So obviously we're not going to make them into doctors or even paramedics or nurses, but in your expert medical opinion, you know, what should they expect to learn?
So first and foremost, I think just general first aid for common injuries, common minor stuff that's going to happen to you in everyday life. It's, you're going to have some frame of reference about, hey, what do I do for cuts, scrapes, you know, that kind of stuff. Plus, we're going to teach you triage. We're going to teach you, hey, what kind of things are very serious symptoms? And yeah, you don't have to know all about the disease or anything, but you do have to realize, hey, if somebody's on a camp out having chest pain, That's a big deal. And if you're at home having chest pain, that's something you probably go to the ER for. And so we do need to talk about that, both for the students and the dads too, because there's lots of kind of general medical emergencies that lay people probably don't learn about in their health class or anywhere else. And you don't have to be an expert in everything, but you have do have to know what the red flags are. And we're going to make sure you understand that so that you can know when you need to get somebody to a hospital for further care. Me being a physician on the camp out, I can't fix most of the things that might happen on the camp out there. You got to be in a hospital for certain things, and we're going to help you understand where do you really need to be going to the hospital and what things are more minor and maybe save you and your family an ER trip if it's something minor that you could have handled at home rather than having to go.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. And the other thing too is we have real world stories of people using the training not only on HATS campouts, but also in the world. We've had people that have had to do CPR. We've had people that have had to do the Heimlich maneuver, and probably I'm assuming cuts and scrapes and bleeds and different things. So yeah, that's great. I appreciate that. HATS dads and HATS daughters and sons, I promised that I was going to break in on you and give you a little discussion topic. And I think first aid is one of those things that's a little bit different than we typically do for the HATS style. It's not backpacking, it's not canoeing. So you may be coming in with a little bit of apprehension into this weekend. And I want you to talk about that with your dad and dads with your students. Just pause for a minute and talk about this weekend and maybe what you're looking forward to about first aid and maybe something you're a little bit concerned about. Audrey, when I first met you, you were a HATS daughter. You and your sister Kate and your dad Byron. We camped with you for many years. Tell me a little bit about how you've seen the program change between the time when you left in 2010 and now 15 years later.
What I haven't seen, which I've really appreciated, is a loss or a twisting of the original values that made HATS such a wonderful program. It's grown in sophistication and capability and numbers and scope, but it has not lost the initial values of the foundation, which were developing incredible relationships between dads and their students, instigating opportunities for growth and leadership in students from a very young age. Really appreciated since coming back, seeing how great ideas back from 2010, 2011 have been fleshed out into fully functioning, high return. Programs like WLA, like WFA. So the benefit, I think, to students and their dads is much greater, but it's never grown out of its britches and its foundation, which I've really appreciated.
That's good. I know your brother did Boy Scouts and you did with your sister. How do you think HATS helped you and your dad? Did you notice kind of, I mean, obviously you don't know the difference between doing it and not doing it with your dad, right? Because you did it, but are there specific instances where you can think that about how HATS helped you communicate or maybe gave you more confidence or something like that?
Yeah, certainly. I think growing up, my brother was in scouts with my dad from a young age. And there certainly was that kind of, we felt the loss, the lack, me and my sister, of that type of relationship and interaction with our dad. So this was a really good alternative option for dads and daughters to experience kind of the same growth. And it required responsibility of us that, there wasn't need for in other areas. It required communication that we didn't have context for with our dad in the setting of adventure and outdoors, which is also going into nature and hiking and enjoying adventures like that is still a primary way that me and my dad bond and interact in a meaningful way. So Yeah, the impacts have been definitely echoing even as we become adults and have a different type of relationship with our dad.
Hey, hats dads and hats daughters and hats sons. I want you to take a minute, and you're now kind of more towards the, I would say, the apex of your hats career. So you're coming into eighth grade, ninth grade, maybe even 10th grade. You're doing Wilderness Leadership Academy. Maybe you've been to Colorado. I want you to take a minute in the car and just kind of talk about your hats journey. What have been some high points over the years of your hats journey? What maybe is your favorite trip or your favorite activity? And talk a little bit about maybe a way that you think hats has helped your relationship. It might be better communication, or it might be learning how to balance things or trust. But take a second and talk about that. Audrey, you're also on the HATS board, and I think that's great. You are the first, to my knowledge, first, well, I mean, I guess outside of Megan, the first HATS daughter to really have impact input into the board, and I think that's really, really important. Tell me a little bit about you, what you do now, and kind of what brought you back to Dallas.
Yeah, so I am an ICU nurse. I was a travel nurse for a while during COVID and a little bit beyond that. I've been, like John said, the PNW, kind of doing the job to pay for adventures in the mountains. During that time, I also got exposed to some search and rescue opportunities. So I moved back to Texas in 2024 to go back into staff nursing at an ICU. I'm also in school for my nurse practitioner in acute care. I'm looking to go be an ICU nurse practitioner eventually in 2027. And then I do volunteer with a canine search and rescue group based in North Texas. Most recently, our major one was we responded down to Kerrville after those floods on July 4th. And we do a lot of urban searches as well in the DFW area and beyond. So I'm a NOLS, NOLS, Wilderness First Responder. I love backpacking, hiking, outdoors. So I'm kind of doing a lot of everything right now, but it is always centered mostly around medicine and the outdoors. So that's kind of my CV right now.
Awesome. Well, I'm excited that these HATS teams are going to get a chance to know the three of you better. Mark McKenzie, Charles Triplett, and Audrey Barlow, thanks for joining us today. And HATS dads and HATS daughters and HATS sons, I want you to remember that miracles don't happen overnight. Sometimes they take a whole weekend.